You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
Who's the microphone assassin, huh?
I don't know.
You are. Of course you are. You get out there and do your stretcher stuff.
You are listening to WNRBLP. I'm the condition. The K-Man is flanking my right side. That is, he's on my right side.
So,
hey K-Man, how's it going this evening?
Everything is fine and dandy.
Huge episode of your gateway to the weekend conversation digest, hitting the airwaves. First live episode that we have had in several weeks. I had some issues with the station not being, well, we won't get into it. But, it wasn't on the air, but which is fine. Be that as it may. Huge episode this evening of the Gateway to the Weekend, Verbal Extravaganza, as well as your Party Central, Friday Night Without the Lights. What else do we have to offer, K-Man, so far as taglines are concerned for Conversation Digest?
Losers in Control.
All right. Well, we'll accept that. I will accept that.
Huge. On the spot.
Well, that would be a first for you, sir. First time we've talked about this kind of thing in a while. It's going to be a basic superhero-centric evening. Nerds, suck it up. Or no, wait a minute. They would enjoy that, wouldn't they?
Yes.
It's not like if you're a nerd, you will not say, "Well, why would they talk about nerdy stuff?" We're gonna talk about we're talking about nerd stuff. DC versus Marvel. It's one of those classic arguments between nerds, and it's a worthless argument. FYI, worthless. They're fake, you morons.
Oh,
they completely. Well, K-Man, what do you want me to say? Superman does not exist. He's a stupid, it's more like stupid man. Batman I like, but stupid man? Are you kidding me? Plus he died. Well, all right. Well, we all die, but.
He only died because
he thought
he could die.
The son of Krypton,
Doomsday?
Yeah.
Right on there.
Got a huge episode, like I've already said. We're only going for an hour this evening, but you know what? Still, it's an action-packed hour. More in that 1 hour than you get in the majority of.
Life.
An hour of some stupid TV show with two episodes.
Maybe the facts of life.
No, don't be an idiot, K-Man. No offense. So we're going to talk about Marvel versus DC, who would win. In the end, I don't really care, but it's filler. It's filler. Did you call Dr. Render? Did you text him or anything? Or is he going to be here? What's the story?
I thought you were going to.
Well, no, K-Man. I was at work. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Stuff?
Well, Dr. Render, if you're listening, feel free to stop by. K-Man was supposed to get a hold of you.
I thought you were.
Way to go, K-Man. Way to go. And we've got hard-hitting news coming up in just a few moments as well, even though it's a week old. This is all old news, by the way. Show prep from April, what day was last month, last week on Friday, when I thought we were going to do the
May
show.
May 4th?
That was May 4th? What's today?
The 11th.
Okay, so May 4th. This show prep is from, we've got a sweet little Willipop medical emergency update in just a few moments here. We'll do a grab bag topic of the week as well. We'll get that in. Dr. Ren's current events, if he's here this evening, I'm not sure. I haven't heard from the good doctor, so I don't know if he's going to be around or not. If not, we'll catch up with him some other time. But Dr. Ren, if you're listening and you're going to show up, just go ahead and text either the K-Man or myself. We'll let you in. Dr. Ren's current events, if he's actually here. If not, we'll catch up with him later. And what else is on the docket, K-Man? You got any nerd stories? The answer is no, because that is not a regular feature of Conversation Digest.
I could tell what I did today.
Well, sitting on your fat rump all
day
long.
That's what nerds do.
Yeah, well, a lot of nerds are more active in life than you are even. No offense. You're a docile, sedentary slob. AK man, Pigpen called from the Peanuts.
Oh, replaying this old chestnut?
He accepts your challenge.
Oh, it was as hard-hitting as it was the first time.
For those of you who aren't aware of it, we had a roast for a current and almost former volunteer of WNRBLP, Michael E. Bowman. We went up to K-Man's Pigpen, where he lives. I won't specify where your Pigpen is at, before I go any further, hard-hitting news up in just a moment, but you know what? Just hit the sounder. Did it play?
Right after you said...
Well, I'm not wearing headphones tonight, so I can't hear any of this crap going on, so...
I think a new thing for playing
music... Just give me a signal.
I think it should be this.
Don't be an idiot. I'm not going to... Okay, or pull out a lighter. Normally speaking, when I want the K-Man to play a sounder or music on the show... Actually, music. Raise the roof!
The hand signal.
Hand signal. So, or otherwise, I could just, you know. So then, what's that one feature? We haven't done this for a while. What we saw on the way to the studio coming up in just a few moments here. Also, the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week for about a month straight. The I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week centered around the fact that Snooka from Jersey Shore is pregnant.
Ugh.
That kid will bring the apocalypse upon its birth. We are not going to talk about Snooka's child. We're not going to.
Maybe you just did.
Well, you know what I mean, K-Man. You know what I mean. That's 10 minutes in the silence box. Get moving. 10 minutes from you out of the way, that's fantastic. So, again, we're going to talk about... Is that computer thing ready to go? On the board. You got to stay with me. Okay. DC and Marvel Comics.
Because it's all part of the plan.
Did that play, K-Man?
Yes.
All right. Sweet little Willapop medical emergency update in just a few moments here. K-Man...
Oh, there
what
is.
What's wrong with you, man? Okay, right now on Conversation Digest, it's the hard-hitting news. We just give the sounder, and there is no hard-hitting news. That story won't open. Why is this link not opening, K-Man?
I don't know.
Not going to worry about it. 715-842-8900, but don't bother calling because I don't want to talk to you. No offense, I'm just not in the mood for it. K-Man, you remember the old days where I'd go on and start yelling about life and everything on Conversation Digest?
Don't you still do that?
It was my platform in the old days before I became a very optimistic, enthusiastic individual. And then
what?
You're
not optimistic.
Remember, that's how I used to be, was pessimistic in the old days.
You still are?
Nothing
has changed.
Mark Hamill looks like a woman. Luke Skywalker.
Oh, I thought that was Carrie Fisher.
No. Carrie Fisher's not looking so good either. Actually, now Mark Hamill looks like a woman, and Carrie Fisher looks like a man. Hey, Carrie. Was that sex change? Was that covered by your insurance company, or was that they consider that
just reusing your roast
pre-existing? Jokes. So we had a roast for Michael E. Bowman, and a cast of several were there. Good jokes. Mine were probably kind of the best. The Confliction was there. That's the Condition's brother. K-Man was there. Michael E. Bowman.
It would have been pretty odd if everyone was at my house and I wasn't there.
The roast continues. Michael E. Bowman's creature of a brother was there. And some other people that I won't specify because I have not gotten the permission to say their names in the air, so I won't do it. Pixels was there for a short while. She did the barbecue... And then, what's wrong with you, K-Man?
I'm tired, because I got up at 3:30 p.m. today.
Tough world for you, K-Man.
My eye itched.
Sitting on your fat rump and playing video games all day long.
So we're just going to...
The roast continues. No, we're going to talk about superheroes, too, and talk about how if they met you, they wouldn't think you're a supervillain. They think you're a super moron. You haven't understood? Here's a question for you. Just a precursor to the conversation later on before
Crap.
And again, we're going to talk more about the roast. What happened here, by the way?
Just hit ask later.
With a superhero, so we're always pondering, well, is Batman really a superhero? Because he doesn't have superpowers.
His superpower is money.
Okay, I understand what you're going to get at. But, K-Man, if we're always worrying about Batman being a superhero, why doesn't anyone ever ask if Lex Luthor is a supervillain?
He is.
But they never asked that question.
I've never heard anyone.
If a superhero has to, by the rationale of the nerds, like, no, Batman is not a superhero.
I've never heard anyone say that.
That's my what?
That Batman's not a superhero.
Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you, man? You're in the highways and byways of Nerdtown constantly. Oh, you got it to open? All right. Well, that's a story that's old. And Packers reveal retail entertainment plan in Wetlands area. Okay, man. Let's try to be an adult this evening, please.
No.
So at least the Packers are doing some right things. The Brewers are now, if they lost tonight, which I believe they did, they're officially in last place. That's a $100 million payroll they've got there, and they're losing. Good job. So be that as it may, enough of that conversation. Badah. Where was I at? Okay, so if we're discussing whether or not, if you're a nerd,
well, Batman can't possibly be considered a superhero. He has no superpowers.
Okay, man, you couldn't possibly try to convince me you've never heard that argument.
I haven't.
You're an idiot. It's a very common argument.
Well, I'm not around people.
Well, that's true. So if they're asking that about Batman, why aren't they ever asking, well, is Lex Luthor really a supervillain?
What about Iron Man as well?
Yeah, why don't they ever ask about Iron Man? Honestly, I like...
He basically is Batman.
Which
the
do you
Marvel
prefer
universe?
Between Marvel and DC as a whole?
DC's got Batman.
Yeah, but so what? I mean,
that's their only shining.
Yes. Otherwise, the majority of superheroes and
it's all Marvel, baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, there's certain aspects of Marvel comics that are pretty pathetic as well. I mean, for instance, you know that one thing, that one guy with the cape. Punisher's kind of stupid, let's be honest.
That one
here.
Guy with the cape?
Yes, that guy with the cape. I like Spider-Man. I don't know who that is. Except for this poor schlub that's in the new Spider-Man movie, the
Andrew
reboot.
Garfield?
Kind of a moron.
Hey, I'm in the Social Network. I'm going to be Spider-Man now.
The reboot was so unnecessary. But Lizard Man, the Lizard? That's a villain? Sandman? Are you kidding me? So what? He's a bad guy that helps me sleep. he helps me fall asleep.
He wasn't actually a bad person. And that's why
whatever.
They shouldn't.
And then they get
them.
Lowell from Wings. That's a great idea for that tool.
At least with Dr. Octopus, even though that the suit thing was taken, making him evil.
Well, that was a great movie, actually. The second Spider-Man with Sam Raimi directed that. From if you notice some of these people that are on the air these days on radio, they're oh gosh, I'm not going to criticize people. Not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to criticize people? You're not going to do your lifeblood?
Nasally. So a huge discussion on superheroes and crap. So Wonder Woman, come on, give me a break. That's so ridiculous. Just ridiculous. We're like Wonder Bra.
Didn't they have a television show about her?
Yeah, well, that was, what's her name? No, that was the Million Dollar Woman, wasn't
Linda
it?
Linda Carter?
Linda Cartwright?
There was a television show of The Flash.
That show was horrible. Even though I liked it back then, that show was gut-wrenching.
Oh, I made sure to watch it each week of the 10 weeks that it was on.
It was on longer than that. Do you remember who played the trickster?
Marcus Hamill.
Yes, Marcus Hamill, the would-be woman. He looks more like Carrie Fisher now. She looks more like him. They reversal of roles and genders.
And Harrison Ford just looks
like an idiot.
The same.
He's a huge
just
liberal.
Getting old.
Do you know Harrison Ford's a huge liberal?
I do now.
Does that surprise you?
Not anymore.
No.
Because it's all part of the plan.
I'm wondering if Joker's a socialist. Joker doesn't have any special powers. You understand that?
He is crazy.
Well, no. So, but if you're gonna argue about a superhero, well, he's nice. To imply that someone's a supervillain, isn't that indicating that the majority of them would have superpowers? It's the exact opposite of a superhero. Do you understand that, K-Man? Are you aware of what I'm saying? Does it make any sense to you?
Yes, I understand,
all right.
Master.
I mean, you're like a man-child. Were you aware of that?
Yes.
All right.
I am aware.
Back to this worthless, absolutely pathetic discussion. Just a few short moments. It's the main conversation piece for Conversation Digest this week. Right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time, it's what we saw on the way to the studio.
What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Okay, K-Man, I saw a couple of dirt balls today when I was riding around.
You sure it wasn't me?
No, actually, I was walking my sweet little Willipop, who you'll hear a medical emergency update on just a bit ago. I mean, I am tired. I mean, in just a few moments here. But I feel bad because I'm walking sweet little Willipop, and she's loving every minute of it. She's having a blast. And so finally, I walk by these dirt balls. I'm like, Willipop, look at those dirt balls. But you understand that Willipop is just sweet, innocent little pooch, despite the fact that these two schlubs are dirt balls and look like absolute schlubs of life with virtually nothing to offer, which is, I mean, no offense to them. I'm sure they're wonderful human beings. But Willipop is such a sweet little pooch. She'd go over and say hi. Do you understand that? No, because it's not a video game, so you wouldn't possibly comprehend it.
I don't know. I was just staring at the mailbox over there. I heard nothing you said. I heard nothing about you.
Okay,
walking.
What did you see on the way to the studio?
I saw me putting on my shirt inside out, and then when I tried to correct it, it was backwards. And then I just laid down for 10 minutes.
That might be rule number one of being a man-child, by the way.
Putting your shirt on the right way the first time?
Putting your pants on one sleeve at a time. Or wait
no,
a minute.
I put my shirt on one leg at a time.
Yeah, one leg at a time. Well, did you actually wear pants today?
No.
Well,
no pants.
Just wear a diaper, huh?
Well, as you can plainly see, I am wearing a diaper. But not Pampers. It's like the old cloth ones.
Ugh. Well, unfortunately, there's something. Do you have something going on?
No.
For 11:30? I mean, for going on pre-recorded? Would that work?
I can set something up.
Excellent. Can you set it up now, please?
Why, we're going to stop now?
Yeah, we had 15 minutes, dog. Come on, we don't want to tell them the tricks of our trade, yo.
We don't have any tricks.
I'm just burned out, man. I'm burned out.
The fact that we're on the air is a small miracle.
Good call. So, back to the... okay, your preference lies with the Marvel Universe.
You need this up anymore?
Nah, shut up. And what's...
Wait, what?
I have no idea. They
you
didn't
said
really...
you just told me to shut up.
Yeah. Who's the worst superhero in Marvel?
I don't know. I don't know that much superheroes to make a...
Thor, Human Torch,
Ant-Man.
Thing. Ant-Man's an idiot.
Mr. Fantastic is... That's a misnomer.
Yeah. He's made of rubber. No big deal. We can't go wrong with Jessica Biel, or not Jessica Biel, but Jessica Alba as the Invisible Woman. Like, well, that bra was invisible. All right, enough
Actually,
about bras.
It must have been, because you can't see anything when
that's
she turns invisible.
It's a shame, really. Why would you want... Okay, here's
Wait,
the...
You want her to turn invisible
no,
just
here's,
so her underpants?
Here's the story. Why would you want a really attractive woman to... Oh, hey, let's make her all of a sudden invisible. Wouldn't you want the ugly women to all of a sudden be invisible? And maybe to stay that way? Do you understand? Oh, let's take one of the best-looking women out there, one of the best attractive women out there. Let's make her invincible. I mean, invisible. Why do you want the hot Jessica Alba to disappear?
You say disappeared?
I am so tired right now. I want to cry. Let's not make her disappear. She needs to stay there. Okay, and then you get the commish to play the thing? How stupid are we? Silver Surfer, my butt. Mm. That's actually a pretty good superhero, by the way, Silver Surfer. Don't you think? He just surfs the cosmos.
He can go through anything.
Yeah.
Voiced by Lawrence Fishburne in the movie.
Oh, so what? He jumps the ship from...
Matrix?
So he's in the Matrix. Now he's voicing some silver guy that... Oh.
While they're in the Matrix, they are superheroes, or at least Noah is. Neo,
you moron. Noah was with the Ark. Neo was with the Matrix.
My brain is just melt.
Mm-hmm. As in melt, as in a turkey melt. Because it...
Turkey melt sounds good.
It does sound good right now. This sounds like this is such a worthless episode of Conversation
Digest.
Slowly
start talking about food.
Yeah. Do you want to play the Sweet Little Willipop Medical Emergency Update of the Week song? Sweet Little Willipop Medical Emergency Update of the Week song.
I thought you were going to do
Sweet Little Willipop Medical Emergency Update of the Week song. Did you close my Gmail?
Yes.
All right. I got to get rid of Gmail. They can see everything I'm emailing.
I'll just play the one that you were going to play.
All right. So, Sweet Little Willipop medical emergency update of the week. Sweet Little Willipop is healing from a second in a series of two surgeries. She had a liver issue, and she's healing tremendously well. She went for a run the other day with Pixels. That went great. She went for a WALK with me today. You can't spell out the word walk to Willipop, because, or you got to spell it, otherwise she gets too excited and starts screaming. So be that as it may, Willipop is on the road to recovery, and I'm on the road to ruin, because it's pricey, but you know, she's worth every cent. She's worth every cent. That's been my point since day one with this situation. I don't care what else you could buy with that money. What does that matter? If Sweet Little Willipop's not healthy and happy, what does anything matter, really?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
No, I mean, I can't fathom not having done whatever I could to help get her back to where she needs to be. You know what I'm saying, K-Man?
You know.
Remember whenever you've had medical emergencies, they did whatever they could, your parents or whoever?
Thanks for visiting me.
Well, I was busy that year, all right? Or 4 or 5 months you were stuck in the hospital as an invalid. Which is weird because despite the fact that you've been out of the hospital for a long time, you're still pretty much an invalid.
Oh, snap!
Yeah. All right, so back to the discussion on Marvel Universe. Spider-Man's a pretty good superhero, let's be honest here, even though the premise is kind of stupid.
Hey, I'm a spider. Look at me.
I don't know. I agree. I think the web shooter should be something that is in his...
Organic?
Yes, organic. I don't know. Okay, if he's a spider, first of all, if it's going to be organic and actually come out of his body, it wouldn't come out of his wrists.
Oh, I know where you're going with this one.
I'm just saying.
You know where that comes out in spiders?
Yeah, the rear ends. That would just be awkward.
That would have been an amazing movie.
Well, okay.
He's swinging from his butt.
Okay, man, you're a moron. But I guess that was my fault, wasn't it?
Hey, you gave me the opening.
Well, I just don't know how Stan
I just took
Lee,
it for a touchdown when it hit the home run.
Well, don't spike that. You get a 15-yard penalty. How does Stan Lee decide, well, I'm not going to, you know,
He liked that they made it organic in the movies.
Why, was it all cartridges before that?
Yeah, just...
Why did they do that?
Because Stanley's a moron?
No, I mean, honestly, it's just stupid. Why would Stanley do that?
Because he's a moron.
He is. Well, I don't know about that, K-Man. He's done some good work. So, stupid hero. I mean, Lex Luthor, come on. Let's be honest here. How ridiculous. I'm wealthy, and I want to destroy Superman.
Baldness is his...
There's really no incentive in trying to kill the most powerful man in the world. What's the incentive?
It's not him. He wants the powers.
What does Lex Luthor want to accomplish by... Is he trying to rule the world, or what's he trying to do?
Most supervillains have world domination on their mind.
With the kind of money that Lex Luthor had, instead of building the most technologically advanced suit, why not see what you can do to try to develop some superpowers?
Well, superpowers just don't grow.
It's called radioactivity
trees.
And gamma rays, Lex Luthor. Figure it out. Get the best physicists and gamma ray specialists. Get mutated so you can take on Superman.
He's going to have to go get Bruce Banner now?
Well, that's Marvel Universe, K-Man. Sorry, K-Man.
They had a crossover.
Yeah, I know they did, and I was going to have a discussion about that, but then you exited out of my Gmail. Thanks a lot, K-Man. Yeah, they did have a crossover. Do you know how that ended, by the way? Because here's the story. One of the biggest arguments in nerd history, who would win between Marvel Universe and DC and all that battle? First of all, it would never happen. Because why would superheroes fight superheroes? Why? It's a turf battle? Is that what we have going on here? It's a turf battle because we don't have enough room in the universe for Batman, Spider-Man, Thor, Thong, or
Thong
whatever.
Is a superhero?
I don't know. Should be. Silver Surfer, Gattaca, or Galactica, or whatever. That's a supervillain.
Galactus.
I like the X-Men, by the way. Who's the best X-Men character?
What you would want to say is Wolverine.
Yeah, you do want to say that, don't you?
But then you look like you're just jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah. No, you're right. You are jumping on a bandwagon.
I don't know. It depends on what you...
Who's the worst? I know who the worst one is. Use your skull. Think about this. Just the name alone. It's a precedent that shouldn't have been set. Let's come up with stupid superheroes. Jubilee.
Cyclops?
Oh. No, Jubilee.
Doesn't she just throw up
No, I'm thinking there's a... Yeah, she just throws like a flashlight.
Look at me, I can make little sparkly things.
I think there's a reason why Jean Grey likes Cyclops.
You think he was expertly named?
Perhaps. I don't know.
You know, he's not really cycloptic unless he's using his
special otherwise his two
visor.
Eyes. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Cyclops is such a... Come on, Stan Lee! Or did he not come up with them?
Maybe Stan Lee and Jack Kirby? That's his, dead writing partner?
Isn't that a vacuum cleaner?
No, that'd be Hoover.
No, the Kirby's are our vacuum cleaners.
Oh, Dyson.
The Beast is pretty pathetic. We couldn't come up with a better name than
Kelsey Grammer.
It's come up with, like, Super Smurf.
He was in the first one, like, the first X-Men comics. Look at me. I'm Kelsey Grammer with a hair-growing problem.
You know, we keep on talking about Marvel and DC, but why doesn't anybody ever talk about Dark Horse Comics?
Aren't they a subsidiary of DC?
Oh, really? Hellboy's Dark Horse, right?
Yeah, Hellboy.
Hellboy's fantastic. Notch. When's the third one coming out, dog?
No idea.
Maybe they're not going to make a third one?
Well, if Guillermo del Toro can get off his buttocks.
Yeah, he's a pretty lazy guy. He's only made, several dozen movies or whatever and tons of TV shows and such, commercials. No, the guy's a gifted filmmaker. He needs to do more. Speaking of it, if you want to get...
Oh, I guess they're not a subsidiary.
Well, thanks for misinformation. Three. Misinformation came in. Most worthless Marvel character. Who would that be?
I don't know. I think you beat me with Cyclops by saying Jubilee.
Jubilee's horrible. Wasn't there a fat slob supervillain named
The Blob?
Mojo?
No idea.
I think
there was the Blob.
Yeah, the Blob was... how unoriginal. Maybe one of the worst supervillains there was. Some fat sap that runs around.
Basically invincible.
Never... Honestly, all you have to do to take away his powers is give him a... give him a stapled stomach. You give him liposuction. You know, not tough to figure out, dogs.
Or a treadmill.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you got to do. There's a ton of really bad superheroes out there, K-Man. But that crossover where DC and Marvel crossed over and merged for a couple of volumes, it ended, nobody won.
Well, they probably had that preordained.
Well, who cares? What good war doesn't end in a victory for someone? Somebody has to win.
A stalemate?
Yeah, well, that doesn't happen very often. Superman's ridiculously worthless. Incredible Hulk's pretty worthless, let's be honest here. Pretty worthless. Just some brooding Hulk that walks around and stomps on people when he's angry.
Oh, look, the more I get angry, the stronger I am.
Well, not really, K-Man. He gets angry, turns into the Hulk.
When he's angrier, he gets stronger.
Where'd you hear this nonsense?
That's...
So he's like the confliction?
Except, he doesn't get stronger when he's angry.
Well, so apparently the Hulk never gets angry when he's naked because he's always got pants on.
Purple. What? Purple pants.
Yeah, it's always purple pants. Who's the idiot that decided the Incredible Hulk ought to wear purple pants? This guy's going to be massively strong and tough. He's mean. He's going to wear purple pants.
Well, you're not going to piss off a dude and...
What did you just say? You can't say that on the air. What's
yeah,
wrong
you
with
can.
You, man?
I thought you can.
Well, I don't
You're
care
not
going to
make
it,
an person angry who's going around destroying stuff making
can,
fun of them because they're wearing purple pants. That's just going to make them mad.
Well, why would a scientist wear purple pants? He's trying to get his research
That's
published.
That's what the gamma radiation did to his pants.
No.
Turned the colors.
There's no more gamma ray. No, because he... Okay, K-Man, you're killing me. In Marvel Universe, everything's gamma rays. Have you noticed this? DC Comics are almost all born with their abilities, right? Unless you're Batman. I'm going to just be rich and have some great tools.
The Flash was by accident.
What happened with him?
It was a laboratory explosion and lightning.
Shazam's pretty worthless.
Doesn't he have to say Shazam?
Well, it's actually Captain Marvel.
Doesn't he have to say Shazam?
Yeah, some
Shazam, look at me, I have the same powers as Superman until I say Shazam again.
We're going to have a reboot on this conversation another week. Because there's a ton... What is that tapping noise, K-Man?
Might be the fan.
Your pacemaker?
The fan.
All right, this is the revised short version of Conversation Digest. Let's act like the rest of the show is live.
The Flash's nickname is the Scarlet Speedster.
How stupid. A nickname is supposed to be shorter than the initial name in the first place.
Flash. Scarlet Speedster, look at me. That's the fan.
All right, we're... Okay, man.
Okay, I'll play the thing. You want to lead it up to anything?
No, I don't care anymore.
Should I say the end and stop it?
Yep.
The end.
Got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website famousashtray.com in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 maybe one more time.